Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 18th of July 2021. At the microphone of VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR, Talk Group 5 and on D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.865, Graham VK7 Golf Sierra, 3670, Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 7140, Gary VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 14130, Dale VK7 Delta Golf. And on 28525 by Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RTC in Southern VK7. Silent Key, Bob Groom, VK7 Zulu Golf Romeo. Club member Robert, or Bob, Groom passed away on the 14th of July 2021, aged 84 years. Bob was a very active amateur. He was involved in VHF and ATV and assisted at the 1990 World Rowing Championships on the video side and still had ATV antennas and equipment set up at home. In December 2005, Bob and other amateurs tested a statewide ATV link-up using 1.2 gig and 2.4 gig and paths between Lona near Ulverston and Mount Barrow and Mount Wellington. Bob and Tony VK7 Alpha X-Ray set up a 1.2 gig ATV transmitter to Mount Barrow. Due to health issues, Bob had been unable to talk on the radio, but he was always listening and listened to the Sunday morning broadcast. One of Bob's other passions was HF radio, and whenever Eric visited, one of his radios was tuned to 8867 kHz, a main HF aircraft frequency used in Australia. Bob maintained an active lifestyle. He had converted the garage attached to the house into a great workshop, building projects from making metal cabinets and constructing power supplies, etc., and his work was impeccable. John, VK7JW, remembers Bob as he worked with him for 32 years at Tioxide, mostly in the instrument group. Bob was a qualified electrician. Bob had a private cremation ceremony. Vale Bob, VK7ZGR, and that was provided by Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, Tony Vidalf, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and John Webster, VK7 Juliet Whiskey. QSL News, and a report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Having recently received another delivery from the WIA, the current list of cards held as at the 16th of July is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions or QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau, that's all one word, vk7bureau at wia.org.au. Reese members can collect their cards from the domain club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in touch, and that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, at 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. The Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. Not much activity in the past week, so straight over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to give you an update on Wednesday night's club tech session. And Idris says, "Our tech session this time can only be described as a homebrew special. In previous reports, we've been following Trevor, VK7 Tango Bravo's, progress in his building of a linear amplifier using a Russian-made pentode. To augment his homebrew train of events, Trevor decided to backtrack some two or three decades and give us a presentation of a previous linear amplifier project which had given service to his 160 meter adventures. These were the days before switch mode power supplies were the order, and thus getting said amplifier into the club rooms and onto the display table necessitated the use of two of our strapping members. Suffice to say that the majority of the weight was due to fairly massive power transformers used to provide high voltage and valve filament supplies. These were both hand wound from scratch. Looking at the exterior of the amplifier, one would think it was a commercial product. Such was the finish and quality of construction. After much admiration and discussion of the finer points, the covers were removed. I lost count of the screws. And more wondrous construction was revealed. Importantly, all the covers could be removed for servicing access, so the basic frame was very strong. On the top deck were mounted two matched QB3x300 tetrodes made by Mullard Phillips and running in AB1 mode. The power output is 500 watts with 14 watts of drive. The driving power was provided by a 10-tech Orion transceiver. On one side was the comprehensive switching facility using relays to add inductance to match the various bands. These included all of the WARC bands. The two variable airspace capacitors were situated on the other side of the valves. Trevor was concerned about the vein spacing of one of the commercial units, so in true amateur radio tradition, he manufactured his own. Turning the unit over, the actual relay switches were visible, as were the many capacitors of the HT multiplier. This was where all other electronics were neatly laid out. Trevor had also brought in his prototyping rig with the Russian tetrode to show us his progress. The valve has a bespoke cooling chimney with fan cooling, and you could hardly hear it. He has included extra metering on the testbed for measuring all of the parameters of the amplifier under test. Definitely standing room only around the table for both these displays. Thank you, Trevor, for a fascinating example of homebrew at its very best and your interesting commentary. And all of that was provided by Idris VK7ZIR. Just a reminder to all attending the club rooms that we have the check-in TAS app at our club rooms. By registering and using the Check-In TAS app, we are complying with the public health directions by enabling our members to self-check-in at the clubroom. This information is stored with the Tasmanian Government for contact tracing if required. The QR code is up and running for members to utilise with the QR code poster at the sign-in table. Members are still able to register their attendance at the club by signing in manually in the attendance book if you choose not to register using the Check-In TAS app. Please note, though, that signing in either by QR code or manually is now a mandated government requirement. If you fail to do so, you expose yourself and your club to heavy penalties. Quite apart from that consideration, we have seen this past week just how quickly and easily the Delta strain spreads. I think it would be a reasonable assumption that some Tasmanians would have been attending the AFL game at the MCG in Melbourne last Saturday night. We shouldn't imagine for a moment that we won't see the Delta strain reach Tasmania. Contact tracing is a vital part of the effort to control this disease. An update on the speaker presentation. In past week's news, I have mentioned that we would be having a presentation at the 14th August General Meeting. But things have changed, and we now advise that instead of a presentation at that meeting, as it coincides with the RD contest, there will be a presentation at the tech session on Wednesday the 11th of August, a few days prior to our August meeting. Subject matter will be topics and demonstrations on how to use the VKCL program to log the RD contest, the contest rules, and future field days. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events. Slow Morse Course, Wednesday the 21st of July. Your host and teacher is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Frequencies and times are the same as were used by Nick for the previous testnet and technet. And if you've forgotten what they were, here they are. 1900 hours to 1930 on 3580, and then at 1930 hours through till about 2030 on 3567 megahertz. So why not tune in and give it a try? By the end of each week, between Morse course sessions, participants may have learned 12 characters. Then it's time to practice them on air. Nick will be explaining how to have a contact and the procedures and protocols. For those who may want some extra help, there is a link to a handy website on the email edition of the broadcast, which is reported as being very good. Tech Night, Wednesday the 28th of July at the NTAR Club Rooms, 1930 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although again, a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. Future events. Tech Night, Wednesday the 11th of August at the NTARC Club Rooms, 1930 hours until whenever. Special event on the night will be topics and demonstrations on how to use the VKCL program to log the RD contest, the contest rules, and the future field days. As always, continuous tea and coffee will be available, although again, the gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. August General Meeting, Saturday the 14th. The meeting will commence at 1400, and the meeting will be followed by afternoon tea, so donations of cakes, slices, etc. would be appreciated. As always, again, a gold coin or note donation is welcome to assist in our ongoing costs of running the club. Equine event, Saturday the 28th of August, Northeast Equine Endurance Club, Jolly Let Memorial Ride, Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale. Plenty of warning to help out on this ride. A look at the Tasmanian Equine Endurance Riders Association website at this time shows there will be an 80, 40, 20 and 5 kilometre ride. As further information comes to hand, I will update this news entry with details of the support NTARC will be providing. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we currently have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services that we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, the coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated, and we'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning, says Yvonne VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And now news from the South, and Wyson Tasmania South, the annual general meeting and general meeting. The Wyson AGM will be held today, Sunday the 18th of July at 1400 in the COVID-safe Reist Domain Club Rooms or via Zoom for those who have pre-notified. There will be a lunch provided including soup, mixed grill barbecue, salads, roast vegetables and cheesecake that is being supplied by Reist members for the meagre sum of $10. Please let secretary@reist.asn.au know of any special dietary requirements. The barbecue will be fired up at 12 noon. The AGM business will consist of minutes, reports, election of office bearers, nominations taken from the floor, audit and website discussions. There will be a general meeting following the AGM. All are welcome to attend, and that's 73 from the Wyson Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, a July presentation night. Tasmanian Maritime Radio presentation. A huge thank you to Barry McCann, who gave us a great presentation on the history, development and operation of what has become a Tasmania-wide maritime monitoring network on both VHF and HF. It started in the 1970s when Barry was stranded with a non-functional outboard off Bruny Island with no way to contact anyone and surviving a cold night. Barry and Les Collis started a radio base at Margate with 14 members in 1976. There was a $10 joining fee and a $10 service fee, and it is now $35 with about 1,249 members. 9 years later, Len Boniger, the Margate operator, retired, and Tasmar Radio was born and moved to South Arm with telemast and rotatable beam. Later, Snug Tears was chosen as a remote base with the link radio to South Arm for 27 megs, VHF and HF, and cell call board to control remote functions. In 1992, Snug Tears was expanded with Antarctic Division Raykel 500-watt transmitters that were donated. The Department of Construction Humpy was put on the site with a slight mishap and placed it onto the new concrete slab. FM 828 link radios were used, and the tower that is still at Snug Tears was an interesting purchase from the Department of Construction at Mount Rumney. All that is at Snug Tears now is the weather tin man and two 400-watt HF Coton transmitters. Home operators consoles were used by many operators, and most of the equipment was second-hand except for two 800-meg link radios. In 1992, Hobart Radio closed on the domain and the receiver station on Bruny Island was taken over by Tasmar Radio. The power supply for the station was a kilometre away, with 80-volt DC supply running to the site with about 60 volts at the station that was regulated for the 48-volt comms equipment. Tasmar converted the site to a transmit-receive station with 800-meg audio feed and 450-meg control link. This site was upgraded over the years with battery banks, controllers and other radios. Snug Tears was upgraded and a container was installed. In 2003, Tasmar took over Coast Radio Hobart when Telstra Maritime closed down. The federal government supplied funding for 9 Coast Radio stations around Australia. There was a small station at Mount Nelson in the busman's toilet at the signal station. However, this was way too small, and they moved to the TasNetworks facility at Broughton Avenue, Albion Heights. Another container was purchased from the Antarctic Division, which was tidied up by volunteers and installed it at the Albion Heights site. From Albion Heights, there are links to and from the Domain and to Bruny Island, Mount Mangana, Matsaika Island, Snug Tears, South Sisters via Mona's Tear, Mount Horror, Flinders Island, Maria Island, and via TasNetworks links from Mount Nelson to Mount Reid and then on to Elliot Range and Three Hummock Island. Also, a link from Mount Nelson to Kelly's Lookout and 5 Mile Pinnacle, Barron Tear, and Brady Sugarloaf for the inland lakes. Barry showed RF coverage maps which showed impressive coverage. Originally, Telstra maintained the antenna and tower at Mount Mangana on Bruny Island, and this was taken over by Taz Fire, who overhauled the site and allowed TMR to use the site. Barry then showed the lakes facilities and the Mount Reid Taz Networks facilities. Barry then outlined a project to put a camera at the Narrows at Marion Bay. NBN was involved and made it a case study, and with help from TASPOL personnel, they helped to install the equipment. Barry then took questions and we moved into the museum in the TMR facility. We then moved into the radio room and Barry took the group through the operations room functionality. Again, a huge thank you to Barry for his time and vast knowledge and presentation. The video is available on the Reist YouTube channel, and that's 73 from the Reist Committee. August Presentation Night. Contesting on HF, VHF and above. Reist's August Presentation Night is all about contesting on HF and VHF and above. With the Remembrance Day contest just around the corner, that's on the 14th and 15th of August, we want to equip everyone with contesting skills to ensure that they get the most out of their RD contest experience. Martin, VK7 Golf November, will be giving us the high frequency contesting lowdown, and Richard, VK7ZBX, will be covering contesting on VHF and above frequencies. A huge thank you to Martin and Richard. See you there, says the Reist Committee. training and assessments. REST Next Foundation license course and all license assessment day is on Saturday the 31st of July from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg M at VK7 Kilo Kilo, the REST learning organiser, know as soon as possible that you will be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607, or you can email him assessor@reest.asn.au. Check out the REST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Check out the REST Facebook page events for further details, and that's 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. This week we get back underway with our DATV nights. This Wednesday we will have more interesting electronics, magazine reviews and some more experiments with GNU Radio Companion. See you then. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Keep an eye on the REST Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID Safe Club Rooms and see what we get up to? And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 megs DVB-T, 7 meg standard definition. So if you have a TV, a set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REST YouTube channel. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF Group. Meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee session, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC, Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday 11th of August, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston. NTARC, Slow Morse Training, Wednesday the 21st of July on TechNet Frequencies. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday is commencing at 10:30 UTC or 20:30 local. Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net 144.190 upper sideband. REST Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 megs. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. REST DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. And the Sewing Circle Net daily on 3640 megs commencing at 5 p.m. Events. Wyson Taz South, 18th of July, annual general meeting and general meeting starting at 2 p.m. in person and Zoom. Barbecue before starting at 12 noon, $10 for a feast. REST, the 4th of August, contesting HF and VHF with VK7 Golf November and VK7 Zulu Bravo X-Ray at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NTARC, 14th of August, meeting and presentation, Rochely Club Rooms from 2 p.m. REST, on the 1st of September, P25 Emergency Services Network with Andrew VK7 Alpha Juliet from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Peter VK7PD. Repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio, Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, and VK7 Delta Charlie. 160 metres VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 metres VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 40 metres VK7 Delta Golf, 20 metres VK7 Tango Papa Echo, 10 metres VK7 Victor Kilo Tango, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on Repeaters VK7RAA in the north and on VK7RTC in southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that have assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about this broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but we will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.